Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me now? Because it showed that audio was coming through. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me now? Because it shows audio's coming through. All right. So I have no idea. It hasn't been on mute. But anyway, so the Bulls have traded Lonzo Ball. They traded Lonzo Ball for Isaac Okoro. And the thing that it makes this look at is while they're bringing in a player like Isaac Okoro, who's younger, only 24 years old, as a player that still has, he's more of a defensive focused player. Of course, we know that Isaac Okoro is going to be a defensive focused player that the Chicago Bulls need, especially with like having Kobe White and things like that on the team. Bringing in somebody like Isaac Okoro definitely helps the type of defensive intensity that you need, that you need with guys like Josh Giddey and guys like Kobe White and even Modest Bouzelis, as Modest is still trying to grow as an offensive player. You need guys like Isaac Okoro, no doubt, on your team. You need those type of guys. And so, it brings that. But what I was getting at is that this is, again, the Chicago Bulls making a move too late. Isaac, like the Bulls had an offer for the 18th overall pick for Lonzo Ball last year. That could have got you Drake Powell. That could have got you Danny Wolfe. That could have got you a number of players. Will Riley, players that help your young core that are still young. Not to knock Isaac Okoro. He's still a very good young player that brings something that the Bulls do need in the defensive aspect of the ball. They need that. Make no mistake about that. But this just seems like another missed opportunity for the Chicago Bulls where they could have had a little bit more in regards to that. Now, Isaac Okoro as well with his contract, $11 million. He has two more years left on his contract, so 1 year more than what Lonzo Ball would have had, and he's typically more of a healthy player. He does not bring the shooting upside that Lonzo Ball had or anything like that, and that's going to be a big part of what holds this team back overall. But I look at this and I say that this is a trade where it makes sense that the Bulls made this, but it just seems like another missed opportunity by AK to get in somebody that makes a little bit more sense to this team. And that's the problem here. You missed an opportunity to get the 18th overall pick in a deep draft by trading Lonzo Ball. And because you don't do that, now you settle on Isaac Okoro, who only 24 years old, has been on a winning team. He could definitely contribute, but you got no picks back for it. So now you've traded DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, Alex Caruso, and Lonzo Ball. And the only pick that you got back in those trades was your own first round pick back that you traded when you that you sent off when you got DeMar DeRozan. That's all you got back in this case so far. We got Steve-O in the building. What's going on, Steve-O?
What's good? What's good? Hold on, wait a minute. I was about to say that looked weird. But when I seen this trade, you know what? It's like it wouldn't have been bad if you waited this long.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't have been a bad trade due to all the prior moves you could have made from, like you said, DeMar, mm-hmm. Zach, getting something for Caruso in picks, not getting picks in this case. Like, that's the only thing. Like, in the time, why would it be like, okay, that wasn't a bad thing to do, but it's just a tad bit too late. You done gave somebody a contract. We was like, what you give him the contract for? If you like, that's the whole thing. The fact that you gave this man the whole contract, what you doing?
Exactly. And you gave him a contract where you didn't have to. Like, you could have traded him for Memphis before extending him, and you could have got the 18th overall pick. Like, and I don't want to crap on Isaac Okoro. He's a perfectly fine role player to bring in some defense. I want to be clear there. Like, it's a solid trade, but you had the chance to make a great trade. You had the chance to get an 18th overall pick, which you could have still went Noah, Essengu. You could have went your upside pick. Then you could have went your guy with your high floor, like a Danny Wolf. That could have been the perfect draft for the Bulls. They go upside with Noah. They still got Danny Wolf at number 18. You now drag your feet. You make this move only 3 months. He hasn't even played on the new contract. And again, this isn't to knock Okoro. This is just where it comes in with the Bulls not thinking about the deals that they make and putting themselves in worse situations by trading the same player when they have a better offer on the field there. It just doesn't make any sense there.
Yeah, and we kind of look at now you got a lot of forwards on your team. Like, you still got P. Will. I understand you're trying to move him, but that's going to be difficult. So now, like, that's you bringing some friction right there, because they're going to come into camp, I think. I think most of these forwards are coming onto the team, because this was the only deal that I think is going to be made. As far as I could be wrong, Kobe could be moved, Booch could be moved. I just highly doubt it. But at the end of the day, like I said, I like Isaac Okoro. I've been watching him since Arbram. I know what he brings to the team. He plays hard, hard nosed, plays winning basketball, which I like, which you're going to get more productive. Like, the little shit we look for P. Will to do, Isaac Okoro does that without thought, which we're going to love straight off the bat. But once again, this is a trade you should have made 3 years ago or 2 years ago or before you gave this contract. Because not only that, we've been hearing the contracts that you heard, that we heard rumors from DeMar, from Zach, from Lonzo, down to Kobe. Even the last trade with Kobe, we still looking like that Desmond Bane trade looks very tasteful if that was us. But like I said, you make your good trades don't look that good because of the ones you did in the past or waiting too long to make that trade.
I do love this question for Rob. Rob asked a really good question here. Trey coming back now more likely? Could be, because you don't have a backup point guard as it stands right now, unless you're planning to play Io at point guard, which we've already seen that experiment. It doesn't go great for him when he plays point guard. So this could be clearing. If this does clear the path to bring Trey back, which we still have two open roster spots, I believe, then I'm not necessarily as mad about this trade. And for people that are saying, y'all gassing Isaac Okoro was bad, let's just go over what he did last year. He had a point differential of plus 4.4 when he was on the court. He added 7-plus wins to the Cleveland Cavaliers team that was already really good. On average, they scored 2.3 points more per 100 possessions when he was on the court. And opposing teams scored 2.1 points less when he was on the court. Oh, and by the way, he held players that he guarded to a almost 3% worse field goal percentage when he was guarding them versus when he was not. Nobody's saying that Isaac Curl was some amazing player.
And they were the best player on the opposite team.
Before a defensive-focused player, he brings a lot of what you need from a player that's basically coming in there to just show you defense. That's all we're saying. We're not saying that he's going to make the Bulls all of a sudden some better player, but for the role that they're bringing him in here for defense, he's really good at just bringing some defense to a team that needs some defense.
Defense, cutting, simple basketball things that we ask P. Will to do. The things that that's my thing with this whole trade. The shit that the little things we just ask P. Will to do that he should be able to do, Isaac does that with no problem.
Exactly.
That's all he has. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's like, for the people that loved the guy that went to the 6'5 guard that played forward for us for the long time, Green, you're going to like Isaac Okoro.
Yeah.
They're similar. They're very similar type players.
Can he shoot the three? He shot the ball 37% from three last year. I think for the last 2 years, the worst that he's ever shot from three is 29% his rookie year. Other than that, he's been above 36% every year. In the last 2 years, 39% and 37% from three. He's not a volume three-point shooter, so you're not going to look at him taking 6-8 three-pointers per game, but he can hit the three. And with the way that Josh Giddey and Kobe White create off drives, he should be able to get quite a bit of open threes. He's a decent three-point shooter. So,
yeah. And that's the one thing. If you're going to want him to shoot a three, it's just standing in the corner, and that's something he can do.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that's what it is. Like, it is what it is when it comes down to it. And I think that in moving Lonzo, like, you got something back. Is it great? No, we're not trying to gas it to be great. You missed the opportunity to get a great trade when you passed on the 18th overall pick for Lonzo Ball when he was coming off of injury. But for people who are saying you didn't get any draft picks for, you think you're going to get a draft pick for a player that played 70 games in 5 years? That's difficult. That's why it is so stupid that the Bulls passed up when the Memphis Grizzlies offered Marcus Smart and a protected first-round pick. It was stupid. You weren't going to get that. And that goes back to what AK continually does. He passes up on really good trade offers and then makes a trade later on that's not nearly as good. You weren't going to get – the teams, after Lonzo's season ended yet again early with injury, keep in mind, when Memphis made the offer, he was still playing. It was before he went down with injury. He went down with another season into injury. Nobody was going to be giving you that type of a draft pick at this point. With Lonzo going down with injury again, they just weren't going to give you that.
I look at it, that trade. I look at that trade that was supposed to go down with the Knicks and Zach. That's how I look for me. Yeah. Those
the
two
Knicks
trades
and Zach trade is the biggest one
got,
for sure.
Yeah, that those two is like this is like there's my this is Zoe's version of that with Memphis. You could have did it earlier on because you thought what you was going to get it back, and I get it. Lonzo is a jack of all trades, but the end of the day, he can't stay on the floor. He's been injury prone since he came in the league. He's actually been injuries prone since he got injured in college. So I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean that's just the downside of Lonzo, unfortunately. Like Lonzo's always gonna be a player that's often injured. And I can understand why the Bulls wanted to move off of that. I just don't understand why you gave him a contract extension and turned down the 18th overall pick when you had a chance to do that. But hey, that's just me. But let me ask you this, Steve-O, because I answered a little bit. Do you think this is a chance now, a better chance to keep Trae Young on this team? Not Trae Young. I don't want Trae Young. Trae Jones. Trae Jones on this team.
Yeah, because now you got another guard up out of there, and especially a guard that was good at playmaking. We seen the things before Trae Jones went down. He was starting to get the playmaking going, the pick-and-roll game between him and our bigs. Even when the times that we played with goggles, he played well with them. Even though it was more of a pick-and-pop, he was able to adjust with each one of our bigs, from Zach Collins, from Vooch to Goggles. Like,
legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Smith. So for people that don't know, that's Jalen Smith. But yeah, like I like him. He grew. He's somebody, you know, as us, we've been looking at him for a long time. We saw his stint with Washington. I think he's a volume good backup guard. So I think that's somebody we should keep. I was a little sad that we up until now it didn't look like we was gonna be able to keep him, but I think this just cheered up that we might have to keep him now.
Yeah, I mean, and Trey reportedly isn't going to get more than $10 million. The Bulls do have a full mid-level exception to be able to sign him if they want to. I mean, they have his bird right, so they can sign him without technically using the mid-level exception. But mid-level exception type money, they have now they have a roster spot to keep him open, to keep him there. So the Bulls have a path to keep Trey Jones if they decide to do so. The question is that where they're going to want to focus at? Are they going to want to pursue a center or something like that? But now this does open more of a clear path for them to keep Trey Jones. It's just really on decision on how the Bulls want to use their roster spots. They have the roster spots to get him to keep him in here. Our second round pick was signed with a two-way contract, so that means that still maintains the roster spot open. So the Bulls have two roster spots open. One of those could go to Trey Jones, and Trey Jones came in here and he played really well when he was here, so I don't see why they wouldn't at least explore that unless they try to go a more cheaper point guard option, which there are some on the market.
Yeah, they are. And I won't be – and let's say I won't be mad if Trey doesn't come back because, like you said, there are some decent options and cheaper options on the guard side. But if you could keep somebody that built somewhat of chemistry with the team that you're going to bring back anyway, you might as well try to keep
for sure, for sure. I understand the disappointment in the trades they turned down, but in my opinion, AK is trying to make up for the time he wasted running it back. This is like an accelerated rebuild. Well, we're not in a rebuild. I mean, I think we got to get that. The Bulls aren't in a rebuild. Like, they're in a retooling, but they're not in a rebuild. But, I mean, listen, if you want to view that as not wasting it when you ran it back before, I mean, I can see where you're coming from with that one. I don't necessarily take it that way. I just think that this is just the Bulls looking at it and saying, we want players that are going to be able to be here and be healthy. And we don't know if Lonzo is going to be able to be healthy, so why keep wasting assets on it? And this is a place that they should have been a while ago, to be honest with you. So I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah, like I said, all we can do is be happy that they came to the realization. But we all know this whole organization, especially when it comes down to our GM, they're just a dollar late, dollar short every time.
Absolutely. Super Duper Danko says, looking on for the bright side, we got a player who will be available, and I'm hoping this means no Kuminga. Oh, Kuminga's done now. When you trade for, yeah, I mean, when you draft Noah Essengue, that means that, to me, that the Kuminga stuff was off the board then. That's why I haven't talked about it since then, because it would make no sense now. That's not to say that AK hasn't done shit that's not sensible before, but I don't think I think that the Kuminga shit was done once we drafted Essengue. What do you think, Steve-O?
I mean, there was too many people that wanted Kuminga, and there's too many people that had way more assets to Kuminga. So I always felt like Kuminga was going to be a long haul to get. Was it possible? Yeah. But especially over the draft, like, especially when we picked the forward, I'm like, we got 17 forwards now. Like, I don't see.
Yeah, people can't say too many guards at this point anymore because, like, I know Isaac Kuro is only 6'4". I've seen a lot of people say that. But if you look at he's basically forward. Played strictly small forward his whole career. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what.
You don't want him to play guard, I tell you that.
You definitely don't want him to play guard. I mean, maybe in some spot opportunities or whatever when it comes down to that. But just to break it down for people that want to ask, the last time that Isaac Okoro logged any minutes at shooting guard was his second year in the league, where he only played 20% of his minutes at shooting guard. Since then, he's been primarily small forward and power forward. So there you go on that. And where people say that he's 6'4", he's 6'6".
He's in that teeter of 6'5", 6'4", to 6'6".
Yeah, so you know. They be flubbing stuff. So there's
depends on what shoes he got on.
Where them up tempos, my boy, up tempos.
I'm trying to count. So we got Noah Essengue, we got Montis, that's two. We still got EJ Liddell, we got Emmanuel Miller.
Those are G League guys, two-way contract guys.
I'm just saying, yeah. We still got Junior Phillips, we still got Patrick. That's four.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I saw B Minor saying, well, how does this clear the path for Noah? Noah's gonna have to come in. We know, like, I don't know why y'all act like y'all ain't Bulls fans. There's not a rookie isn't coming right in and starting or getting tons of minutes. They're gonna have to show it. Now, Noah's gonna have to show and prove that he's more defensively ready than Dalen Terry to jump him in the depth chart. That was gonna be there anyway. He's gonna have to prove that he's more consistent than Julian Phillips to be able to do it. Noah's gonna have to come into training camp and prove that defensively, his ability on ball defense, his off-ball defense, the ability to force steals, and his ability to get to the free throw line. Those are the four things that he can do right now while he's working on his jump shot. If he has to prove that he can do a combination of those four things enough to leapfrog that. But it's not just about – y'all got to stop thinking in the framework of just 1 year. That's if the team was winning. We're not a winning basketball team yet. So it's not just about next season. The Bulls didn't draft Noah Essengay so that they can all of a sudden become extremely better next season. Essengay is a pick for 3 years down the road, so that as he's developing, not to say that he's not going to play until then, but as he's developing, that's when you're really looking at the most benefit of it. It was never to be. You make a trade like this for Isaac Okoro so you can have some type of a player that is proven defensively. Now, while you're waiting to see what Noah Essengue can bring right away, but I can see Noah passing up Dalen Terry on the depth chart. I can see that happen.
I think my initial thoughts when Noah got picked is a multitude of things. We don't trust P. Will. We damn sure don't trust Julian Phillips and Dalen Terry. And most importantly, Montez don't have a running mate.
Yeah,
as of now. Yeah. I know people gonna be like, Giddy, that's the point guard, but I mean another running mate where if something go wrong and I can't score, we can look to him. They see him down the line as possibly a running mate with Montez. And I'm gonna say that again. So that means that's a 3 to 4 year project right there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can't be sitting here thinking. First of all, it's the Bulls. We shouldn't be thinking about the next few years anyway, because it's gonna be a long time of us being trapped.
CJ, the truth, he measured at the draft combine without shoes at 6'5", which means with shoes he's 6'6". Now, I'm just going off with the draft combine numbers, Will. When he was at the draft combine, which he was in the same draft as P. Will, he measured 6'5" without shoes. So, I'm just going off that. He's listed out on ESPN as 6'6".
I'm about to say Wikipedia even say 6'5".
Yeah, I'd rather use Kevin Herter. I mean, no, Kevin is still going to be in a rotation. Make no mistake about it. Like, oh, yeah. This doesn't phase out Kevin Herter. His shooting is still going to be drastically important for this Bulls team next year. Yeah.
Y'all worried about the role? This go hurt P. Will. I'm trying to tell you
what it is more than anything. Like, this is the Bulls continue to move on from P. Will. They said it. We heard it. Like, it's all on P. Will, right? That's what they said, that they are no longer factoring in P. Will to their future plans. Now, if he comes into training camp and looks amazing, they're not going to say, oh, crap, you look good. We're not going to play you. But this is that we're no longer betting on P. Will. If P. Will comes in and he looks great, cool. Pass up these guys in front of you. But this is a move that's and the Noah pick that solidifies P. Will.
Yeah, they don't give a damn.
You're not part of the plans no more, my boy.
Yeah.
So
it's over with.
Yeah.
And they already said they're looking to trade you too. So
yeah, that's another thing.
Writing's on the wall with P. Will.
So we shall see. We shall see. But hey, anything left, Steve, before we get up out of here, bro?
Hey. At least they made the move. That's all.
I'm glad they did something, bro. Like, and I'm not somebody who I wanted to see the Bulls just make a move just to make a move. I actually am adamantly against that. I think that that's stupid thinking when people want to see somebody to make a trade just to make one. But this is a trade that actually does help the Bulls in certain areas where they need it.
Yeah, I think everybody, like, once, like, even if we don't get the right deal on the end of the stick, I think majority, like, P. Will, the Zags, Booch, they just need to go. You just need to wash our hands. Yeah. It didn't work. The era's done. Get the fuck over with it.
Who deleted their IG? P. Will? That's crazy if P. Will deleted his. You know what? I'm not even mad at that. Lock the fuck in. Lock in, bro. Like, this is it for P. Will. Like, real talk. Because I get it. Even if we do trade him and a team wants him, he can get a new look. But I don't see any team. If P. Will is traded, it's as a throw-in, or they're really just wanting whatever we attach to it. P. Will has to lock in this year. And I, for one, hope that he does. If P. Will ever does wake up, it changes so much for the Chicago Bulls. But as the Bulls should, you cannot bet on P. Will anymore. You just can't. You cannot bet on P. Will to be part of your future anymore.
He definitely deleted
that. That's crazy. Shit. Hey.
Hey. That's sad.
It is what it is. Dang. That time is running out, my boy. Start that Undertaker music. That time's ticking, my boy. But all right, y'all, I appreciate y'all so much, man, for everything that y'all done and tuning in, even with B Minor bitching all day long. I love you guys, man. Make sure you guys are following us at Bull Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and or voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. We'll see y'all in the next one.
We got another Mitchell Trubisky.
That is crazy, bro. Remember when Caleb deactivated his Instagram?
Did he?
Remember the song before he got traded?
I'm
just saying. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. Maybe he knows something we don't. We shall see. But love y'all, man. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.